May be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, in year C of the three-year Revised Common Lectionary, our gospel lessons will be coming from Luke. And I love the way Luke writes. He is so good about putting things in a historical time frame. You'll remember in the second chapter, the nativity story, how it starts off with talking about Emperor Augustus and when Quirinius was governor, and bringing it down and setting that story within that time frame, but also looking at all of that human authority and power. The most powerful person in the known world, the emperor, the governor, and bringing that all down where power is centralized and realized in probably the weakest, most humblest form, that of a child born and set in a manger, in a stable outside of a town that's even hard to find on a map, Bethlehem. Well, in the third chapter, Luke does it again, in which he talks about the emperor and the governor, Pontius Pilate, and Herod, and his brother Philip and Licinius, bringing it down to one who cries in the wilderness, John. Well, in the Greek, it's even more pointed to say that the word of God came to John, but did not come to the emperor or to the governor or to the high priests. Came to John, son of Zechariah, son of Elizabeth, a man who has this word come to him, and he calls others out into the wilderness to be baptized, and not just anybody, but people that the religious establishment of the day has said, well, you're not worthy of having a right relationship with God. You and your sin have cut yourself off from God. But John says, come, be washed in the river, have your sins washed away, and be made whole and right with God. It's a powerful message. It's a powerful word. So powerful that John is seen as being dangerous to the establishment. But his is the voice that Isaiah prophesies. One crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Every valley shall be filled in, every mountain shall be made low, every crooked road will be made straight so that all people, no matter what division, black or white, young or old, rich or poor, gay or straight, no matter, all people coming to the Lord. Prepare the way of the Lord, John says. Scientists are telling us now that everybody's voice is unique to them. It's as unique as a fingerprint, unique as DNA, unique as ears. Did you know that nobody has the same ear? It's unique to every human being, but so is the voice. Even those who imitate someone else don't get the voice exactly right. So John Wayne's voice is different than Rich Little doing John Wayne's voice. There's just enough difference. Every voice is different from the screeches and the shrillness of people yelling out all sorts of obnoxious and terrifying things from, presidential politicians to melodious voices, voices that sing praises and worship, voices that you want to listen to all day, to deep, rich, powerful voices that have authority, that demand attention. But sometimes, maybe we feel that our voice is not heard, that our voice is not counted, that our voice is like the people that John baptizes in the River Jordan, where others say, "You're worthless. Your sin has cut you off from God. You're hopeless." But you see, John is that voice crying in the wilderness that Isaiah prophesied about. John is that voice that points to another, one who is coming into the world. It's as if that person is saying, "Hey, there is nothing to see here. Move along to the one who is coming." John is the voice that cries out and says, "One is coming whose sandal I am not worthy to untie." And we are invited to be like John, that voice that doesn't point to us, that doesn't point to our own power, but to the one who is coming. We are invited to cry out his name and say, "There's nothing here to see," but move to the Christ and hear his voice. The voice who cries out from the cross and says, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing." The voice who invites and calls little children to come to him, for theirs is the kingdom of God. The voice who tells a story about a boy who goes off and squanders all he has, but on his way home, his father runs out to him and embraces him with love and forgiveness. Voice of one who says at the Last Supper, "This bread is my body. This wine is my blood." One voice who says, "Go into all nations and baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, make disciples of all." We are invited to use our voices, high and shrill, low and deep, melodious, off key. Whatever voice you have is your voice. But you are invited to be like John, a voice crying in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord. Come and move along to the manger. Move along to the cross. Move along to the promise of the empty grave. Move along to the one who saves us gracefully and does not count our sins against us." Use your voice. Cry out to the world that every mountain shall be lowered, every valley filled, every crooked road will be made straight. Prepare the way of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.